We're going to relive the best bits. And we're going to start with our trip to Jakarta in May last year, which, if I can be personal for a moment, was probably the highlight of broadcast for me that I've done ever. It was an unbelievable experience. It was fantastic. But in that week we were in Jakarta, we managed to speak to the guest you're going to hear from next, who is a man that we thought might become Indonesia's president. And he was denying it at the time or being coy about it, but it turns out that's exactly what he became. At the time, he was the governor of Jakarta. And here he is, Joko Widodo.
Yeah, you would have read the poll yesterday that said that you are the most popular politician in Indonesia, that you could become the next president if you wanted to be. How does it feel to be that popular?
I don't know. I'm still focused on Jakarta problem, yeah. Flood, traffic jam, and then street finder. I have many problems here, so I don't want to think about survey or about polling.
Yeah, but it must be nice to know. I mean, you're fairly new to the job. You became the governor in September last year, and so you haven't been there very long, but to know you have that much support already, it must be a good feeling.
Yeah, I think that the first important is how to build the people trust. Because when the people trust to the government, they will support our program.
One of the things about your governing style that's very interesting is that it's very connected to the people, it's very open.
Yeah, every day I stay in the office maybe only 1 hour. After that, I go to the campus, visit to the people, and then ask about the problem there, to know what the people need, to know what the people want, because I always listen to the citizen aspiration. It's very important for me. The people need to know the people want. And then after that, if there is problem there, I can call to my staff and then to solve the problem direct.
I have to talk about 2014, about the presidential election. You're ahead in the polls. You've got a vote, if you want it, you've got a vote there that is a long way ahead of the nearest rival. I think you're at 29%, and I think Prabowo is second at the moment with about 16% of the vote. Everybody wants to know whether or not you're going to run next year, because it seems that if you did, you'd have a very good chance of becoming president. Will you do it?
And then I'm still focusing my problem in Jakarta.
But you must have thought about it. And you would know that the field at the moment for the president doesn't really have a standout candidate. If you wanted to become the president, this would be your best chance, wouldn't it?
Really? No, I don't want to think about that.
But see, you haven't said no yet. Have you made a decision?
No, because until now, really, I'm still focusing on the problem of Jakarta.
We'll find out, I suppose, a bit later on, maybe next year. I want to touch on the issue of corruption, because it's a big issue in Indonesia at the moment. And you've spoken out against corruption, and there's a story that concerns a guitar that Metallica gave you, which is a very good way of illustrating this. Tell us about the guitar that Metallica gave you when they were in town.
There is a music promoter from Jakarta. He goes to US and then he met the bassist of Metallica. And then he tell to Robert Trujillo that our governor like you, fans of you.
You're a Metallica fan.
Yeah. And then from Trujillo, he gave me the bass.
Bass guitar.
Yeah.
And then there's footage of you playing this bass guitar on television, I think. So it must have been, as a Metallica fan, you must have loved that.
But then, yeah, of course.
But then you gave the bass guitar to a corruption body, is that right?
Yes. I give to the corruption body because in my feeling, this bass guitar, people think that this gratification, yeah.
Right, so it might be like a bribe or something like that. Mm. So you gave it voluntarily. They didn't ask you. Mm. You gave it to them.
Yeah.
Were you expecting that they would say it's okay and give it back to you?
Yesterday, this already decided from corruption body that the bass guitar is gratification. So now owned by state.
Yeah, so the guitar is now state property. Mm-hmm. Do you ever look at that guitar and just wish that it was yours?
I don't know, but yeah, of course, I like this bass guitar, but yeah, in fact, when the corruption body said that this gratification. Yes, I.
Well, you, yeah, give to them. You have to accept it, and I suppose the message is more important than, than the symbol. Yeah. But I can't let you go before I hear more about your musical tastes, because I was not expecting that the governor of Jakarta and perhaps the next president of Indonesia was a metal fan, was a Metallica fan. Have you been into Metallica for a long time?
Yes, because from 30 years ago, I like Metallica, Megadeth.
Megadeth?
Judas Priest, and then
Deep Purple. Judas Priest, you're not a Judas Priest fan.
And then Deep Purple, Queen, like
that. Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm possibly the biggest Queen fan in the world.
No, I like metal, that music, because it gives a lot of energy.
What's your favorite Metallica song?
Many.
Yeah.
We have one.
Oh.
Shianit.
Yep.
And then The House of Jack Blade.
Yes.
And then.
you've raised some classics. Governor Jokowi, thank you so much for speaking to us. It's been an honour to be accepted into your office and have the chance to talk.
And there it is, Joko Widodo, then governor of Jakarta, now president of Indonesia, and at any point in that whole journey, a metalhead, as you'd expect. Khalid Ali with you till 8.